On Saturday, as President Trump spoke from the White House garden, he officially nominated Amy Coney Barrett to fill the Supreme Court vacancy left by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Senator Lindsey Graham confirmed that the nomination hearings, confirmation hearings for Barrett will begin on October 12th. And attention, Steve Harvey Morning Show Nation, okay? When we vote for a president, please keep this in mind, okay? If there is a vacancy on the Supreme Court, the president gets to nominate judges who agree with him on constitutional issues. That is a lifetime appointment. We also vote for senators who confirm Supreme Court justices. Joe Biden called Trump's nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, a jurist with a written track record of disagreeing with the court's decision to uphold President Obama's Affordable Care Act. So you see how your vote really matters here, not just for the president, but for the Senate, for, you know, judges, for everything. So you got to be aware of that. Right, guys? I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
Definitely. Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's dangerous. She's really dangerous. She is.
Yeah. He only cares about this one thing. And all he's doing is, in the event that he loses, and it's close, he's going to contest
results,
the election.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to go to the court. Yeah. And he's going to run it up to the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And they got sitting judges, 5-4, that will side with him.
Right.
I mean, that's all this about. He don't care nothing about none of that.
Yeah, and that'll be his legacy, too, that he nominated, three Supreme Court judges. Yeah. Yep. It is 36 days.
Nobody black.
No one. Yeah. 36 days until the November 3rd election. It is not too late to go right now to get registered to vote at vote.org. Please, if you haven't done it, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Don't wait until the last minute. Get your date so you can early vote in your state. Please. We got to do this. 36 days left. That's not
now
a lot of time
at all.
Now,
about these taxes. Let's talk about
these taxes. Donald Trump paid any federal income taxes. Mm-hmm. In 10 years, $750 2 years in a row.
You've been paying taxes year after year. Some of us pay twice a year.
But you know the president is saying that's fake news. That was a New York Times article. He's saying that's fake news, and he's saying that he paid, quote, a lot.
A lot. What
is where? A lot?
All you got to do is prove it.
Yeah. Well, show us.
It's known what this guy has done now. The stuff is leaking out.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people, believe it or not, who are not happy with this guy. And so they're leaking information. I'm telling you, man, the reason he won't show you his taxes is because he doesn't pay them. I'm telling y'all, man, you're paying more money than this guy.
And wait a minute. We have to pay taxes all the time. And if you don't, you could or end up in jail. Yeah.
Under the jail.
Yeah. You look at
audit. All of
yeah.
That.
All this stuff.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Wesley knows for sure.
Yeah. Come on. This is just not right. And it falls anybody on the back knows. Of the middle class. Yeah.
Anybody knows that if you don't pay taxes, what's going to happen? Yeah. But listen to me. Why do you think you hear every Democratic candidate say we want them to pay their fair share?
Mm-hmm.
What they're trying to do is close some of the loopholes. They're not going to be able to close them all, but they want to close some of the loopholes.
But Steve.
And what Donald Trump has done is smarter than the average guy. Because most people can't take that chance. Mm-hmm. I have to pay my taxes. All my friends have to pay their taxes.
Yeah, or else.
You can't lose more than you make for 10 years, which is what his claim is, and still live the lifestyle that he lives.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
All right, yeah. We'll be talking about this all morning for sure. Coming up next, the nephew in the building with today's prank phone call. That's right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.